Okay, it's 10:57 in the morning, Friday, October 23rd, 2020. It's been a week, people. It's been a hell of a week. Yeah, I remember talking about my ankle feeling wonky, giving me trouble. Yeah, it was building up and building up and building up. Every day it got a little worse. Every day it got a little more painful. Every day it became more of a problem. Until it got to the point where I would get up in the morning and it would already be in pain. What was happening was that I'd be in significant pain at the end of the day. I'd take my nightly medications. I'd just give up on the day and go to bed. And in the morning it wouldn't feel too bad, so I would walk, and then by about 3 PM, I was in a serious pain. And it got to be 1 PM, and then it got to be waking up with it, still in pain. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? There was a lot of swelling in my right foot, and I'm thinking, oh my God, have I got a blood clot somewhere? And then I got smart and realized that what I was actually feeling was the same kind of pain I used to have before I was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, which is the technical name for the kind of arthritis I have. And what's going on is that it's a flare-up. It's an asymmetric flare-up in my right foot, because the nature of this beast is that it always affects the extremities first. And the reason I was getting up with it feeling good was that I was taking my anti-inflammatory at night, and it would kill the inflammation, it would knock it way back, but it wouldn't take it all the way back. And so every day, because I wasn't taking it in the morning, every day it got a little worse. Every day it got a little more swelling. Every day I got a little more pain. Until it got to the point where I could barely walk when I got out of bed. And it just got worse and worse and worse as the day went along. So it took me a while to smarten up and realize that what was happening was arthritis flare-up. Probably brought about by stress, because God knows there's plenty of things to be stressed about. And so when I realized that, I went to my normal dosing, which is one at night, one in the morning. And yesterday, I took the morning pill, where I don't normally take one in the morning, even though it's called for. So I took one in the morning, and by the end of the day, it felt a little tender. My ankle was a little bit tender, had a little bit of swelling, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I've got my rheumatologist on speed dial, and he's looking into my chart now to see about it, if there's any something else we should be doing. But the giveaway was I got a bit of a club toe. A club toe is when one of your toes swells up, feels like it's broken. Literally feels like it's broken. Turns red, swells up. I mean, there was a while I couldn't put my boot on that foot because the swelling in the leg was so bad. So So yeah, that was a long week. But I'm feeling much better today. I took my pill this morning. So the problem with taking them in the morning is that I have to be careful because there's a kind of there's a side effect that it makes me a little bit drowsy. Not so drowsy that I can't stay awake. Not so drowsy that I can't, you know, fight it. But there's a certain lightheadedness that happens with it, because it's a really powerful anti-inflammatory. And it's the maximum dose, so 75 milligram Indocin extended release. It's pretty much the maximum dose you can take. So it was... I have to be a little bit careful in the morning that I don't do something rash, like take the pill and then try to drive somewhere. Yeah, beyond the grocery store. It'd be not good for me to take the pill and then drive to Denver, for example. So yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling way better. Officer in the law here at the corner. It's good. So, of course, this morning I got up, it was 22 degrees. It's 22 degrees. It's still only 28. It's mostly cloudy. I could almost call it overcast. I don't have any smoke or ash this morning, so that's positive as well. There are three fires now within 60 miles of me, and they're all three of them downwind or upwind. So when the wind gets moving, it blows in my direction most of the time. I took a picture the other day of the ash drifts, the drifts of ash in my driveway. I saw somebody pointing out something in my driveway as they were walking by, and I went, what the hell are they looking at? And I went out and looked, and I realized what they were looking at was the drifts of burnt pine needles and ash that were piled up in my driveway. They're not deep. I mean, it's not like ankle deep or anything, but you go and you look at these dark streaks and I was like, what the hell is that? And I realize it's ash. So the last few days have also outside have been kind of apocalyptic. The light at noon is at best dusky. It's quite dark. I went to the grocery store, was it yesterday or the day before? One of them. That was an experience with a broken leg. No, it's been yesterday because I wasn't in a terrible amount of pain. It was, everybody's driving with their headlights on because there was so much smoke in the air that it was dark. It was just light enough that the street lamps weren't on, but it was apocalyptic. It's the only descriptor, most apt descriptor I can come up with. The sky was dark brown everything looked yellow. They didn't do a very good job eradicating these prairie dogs, if that's what they were doing. Some of the mounds are flagged and filled in, but now there's new mounds. There's like this two prairie dogs sitting on that mound. There's two of them on this mound. They're looking fat and sassy, getting ready for winter. There's one over there. They're cute little buggers. Cute little plague carriers. They don't carry the plague, it's the fleas, but still. Count up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Ah. So yeah, that's where I am. I'm feeling good. I got this medical issue. Pretty significantly sussed out. It was like, of all the things it could be, I always, because you always think, oh my God, I'm dying. Every sneeze in our household is, oh my God, we've got COVID. Every sniffle is, I hope nobody else gets it. The PTSD is real. But I always try to go with, what's the most likely scenario here? And the most likely scenario is that this pain, which feels very much like the pain I used to have before I was even diagnosed, is probably the same pain. Because I'm not taking the pill in the morning, and things get worse as the day goes on. So, yeah, let's take the pill in the morning and see if that fixes it. Looks like it does. Fingers crossed. And needless to say, I haven't got a whole lot. No, let's be realistic. I haven't got a goddamn thing done in terms of Dark Knight Station. I've seen some cover mock-ups. I really like the cover mock-up that I saw. We're gonna have characters on the front cover. We're gonna have people on the front cover. The mental image here, the high concept is Star Wars poster. Okay, let's do this. Let's make it happen. So we'll see how it goes. I've got through all the edits. I need to get it formatted for ebook. I need to get it formatted for paperback so that I know how many pages it's going to be, so I can send the artist the cover template that everything needs to fit in. Now, I think she's just going to send me the artwork. I hope she's going to send me the artwork, and I can put my own layout on the text. I think that's going to be the way it goes. And I keep thinking, okay, is this Dark Knight Station Origins? So is Origins the name, and then Dark Knight Station is a series, or is it... And I'm leaning that way, but I keep thinking, Origins, well... Can I have origin stories for the rest of them? And probably I could. So, The Ranch, Origins. Mel's Place, Origins. Junkyard would be interesting, because we haven't seen the junkyard at all. Light in the Dark is already an origin story. It's a novella. Don't get me started. And I got a notification from Steam this morning, so I've got a terrible dilemma. One of the games that I've been sort of looking forward to, because it looked interesting back last year when I started seeing it, and so I put it on my Steam wish list, and it dropped today. It's now out of beta, it's available, and it's half price. And I'm going, oh, I don't know how long the half price sale is going to go for. The game is Outer Worlds. The Outer Worlds, yes. And I looked at it and I thought, what the hell is this thing? Back in the day, it was before I started even playing Fallout 4, and it was, the publisher is Obsidian, so it's the same people who did Fallout New Vegas, with updated graphics, with updated story, with... It looks hilarious. It's an outer space game. There's a certain cartoonish aspect to it, and yet it looks really cool. So I was like, ah, damn. What do I do? And Fallout 4, in other news, I'm still playing Fallout 4. When I've had my leg up and propped and on pain meds and everything else, I did a lot of Fallout 4. Because, you know, if you don't focus in Fallout 4, you die, you have to go back and redo a lot of stuff. I redid a lot of stuff. I made a lot of mistakes. I redid a lot of stuff. It's interesting. It's ashy footprints here. But I got intrigued. What is this clip to my hood? Yes. So I apologize for the noise. I got intrigued by the idea that I was quitting at level 100, because by then I'd done pretty much all the major quests, accomplished almost everything in the game. And the only thing left was repeatable quests, what they call radial quests, where somebody's in trouble, so you have to go help them. And I always play the same ending, because it's the only ending that makes sense to me. I've watched people play other endings. I haven't seen the Institute ending. I don't know what the Institute ending looks like. And I watched the Brotherhood of Steel ending. The Brotherhood of Steel ending is... It's interesting, but... you wind up blowing... No, never mind. I won't spoil it. But each of the other factions... The Institute are slavers. The Brotherhood of Steel are fascists. The railroad is innocuous. And the only faction that really wants to do anything with the Commonwealth is the Minutemen. And they just want to build stuff, which appeals to me. There are other endings that I haven't played, but the other endings don't make any sense to me. The other endings are... It's like, why would you do that? I don't know. I don't have anything to go by. Look at the ash, oh my god. Okay, anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.